This is a download from BBC Learning English. To find out more, visit our website.
6 minutes vocabulary
from bbclearningenglish.com.
Hello and welcome to 6 minute vocabulary. I'm Neil.
And I'm Catherine. And it's very good to see you back at work today, Neil.
Oh, thanks. It's nice to be back. I hate being off sick.
We've missed you. We have missed you. And there has been a lot of sickness in the office this week. And sickness is one of the words that we're looking at in today's show.
Yes, today we're talking about the suffixes ness and itty.
In the world of vocabulary, suffixes are two or three letters at the end of a word. They can tell you what type of word it is. The suffix ness, spelled N-E-S-S, at the end of the word sickness, tells you that the word is a noun, which comes from the adjective sick.
In this programme, we'll give you lots of examples of words with the suffix ness, and we'll also find out about the suffix itty, spelled I-T-Y.
That's right, and we'll have a quiz.
And we'll leave you with a top tip for learning vocabulary.
So let's get started by hearing from Arjuna, and he's talking about how he feels about being a nurse.
While you listen, think about this question. How does Arjuna often feel at the end of the day?
I have a lot of responsibility. Sometimes it's upsetting, like telling someone there's a possibility they have a serious illness. The hours are long and tiredness can be a problem at the end of the day. But the rewards are there too, like the happiness of a mother holding her newborn baby. And of course, there are the cards and gifts. I'm always touched by the kindness and generosity of the patients.
So we asked you, how does Arjuna feel at the end of the day?
And the answer is he feels tired. In fact, he says that tiredness can be a problem.
The word tiredness comes from the adjective tired. Nouns with the suffix ness, spelt N-E-S-S, like tiredness, describe the feeling or state of the original adjective.
So tiredness is the feeling of being tired.
Exactly. Illness is the state of being ill. Sickness, which we heard at the start of the programme, is the state of being sick.
Poor you, Neil. Let's hear some more examples of this suffix.
But the rewards are there too, like the happiness of a mother holding her newborn baby. And of course, there are the cards and gifts. I'm always touched by the kindness and generosity of the patients.
So we had happiness
from the adjective happy,
and kindness
from the adjective kind.
In kindness, the suffix ness makes a noun that is a quality. The suffix itty, spelled I-T-Y, which we heard in the word generosity there, also changes an adjective into a quality.
Generosity comes from the adjective generous. It means the willingness to give things.
And Arjuna thinks his patients are generous because they give the nurses cards and gifts. Let's hear some more words with the suffix itty.
I have a lot of responsibility. Sometimes it's upsetting, like telling someone there's a possibility they have a serious illness.
We had responsibility, which comes from the adjective responsible. It means being in charge of someone or something, or making sure certain things happen.
We also heard possibility, which comes from the adjective possible and means that something might happen.
6 minutes vocabulary
from BBC Learning English.
And we're talking about the suffixes ness and itty, which change adjectives into nouns.
Great. Now it's time for a quiz. Choose the correct word. Ready? Number one. Mr. Smith will not be attending the meeting due to A, illity, B, illness, C, ill.
And the answer is B, illness.
Number two. To succeed in high-level management, you have to accept a lot of A. Responsibleness, B. Responsity, C. Responsibility.
And the answer is C. Responsibility.
Number three. Listening to 6-minute vocabulary whilst drinking a glass of wine at the end of the day brings me a lot of A. Happiness, B. Happity, C. Happinessity.
And the answer is A. Happiness, of course.
That's right. And that's the end of the quiz. Well done if you got them all right.
And now, here's today's top tip for learning vocabulary. When you come across a word that you don't know, look to see if you can work out the root of the word. If there is a prefix or a suffix that you know, it will help you to understand the meaning.
There's more about this at bbclearningenglish.com. Join us again for more 6-minute vocabulary. Bye.
Bye.
6 minutes vocabulary
from the BBC.